You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's the Tea Time Show on every Wednesday from 4 till 6. My name's Kevin. I'm with you every week. And I'm also here on Sundays, strangely enough. Don't ask me why. Anyway, it's that time of the show when I introduce a special guest. And guests are always special, aren't they? It's Cheryl May. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well-ish. No, I'm all right, honestly. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I've been out enjoying the sunshine. I've got my flip-flops on. It's that sort of weather.
I know.
Beautiful out there.
Well, even in the West White.
Even in West White. Even more beautiful in West White.
No, all right, stop it. Stop showing off. Anyway, you're here because you're going to give a shameless plug to a show that's coming up in West White. Could you tell us about that first?
Yeah, absolutely. The show is called Going My Way, and it's the story of Bing Crosby with music. It's written by a musician, a pianist and musical director, John Denby, who's written a few shows before, directed by Cecilia Vivian. And as I say, it tells the story of Bing Crosby. Bob Everson is Bing Crosby, Jeff Kirk is Bob Hope, and the rest of the Curtain Up members play various characters, and they sing the songs from that era. I'm playing Bing Crosby's mother,
so I
really have to age up for that one. And the show is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 11th, 12th, 13th of March at Totland Church Hall.
April.
Oh, April. Oh, I've written March.
Oh, sure.
I know the worst publicity is going. Oh, yes, it's in April, and it's only £7.
Really?
It's brilliant.
Oh,
and
no,
you could get tickets on the door or in
local
shops.
You're selling it really well. It is this year, is it?
It's definitely this year, and it's definitely the 11th, 12th, 13th of April, 7:30, Totland Church Hall,
£7
to get in.
Okay, I think we got there in the end. But I love the fact that you are Bing Crosby's mum. Well, how old's she then? On personal question.
Well, she's supposed to be.
What period is it set? Is it?
It's set in the 50s. So,
oh, right.
I think she was probably in her 70s.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
So I'm trying to backtrack and think. Well, how old would he have been when he was discovered and became famous? So quite young, I imagine.
Well,
he?
I don't know if he's got to age down. All right, I've got to age up. One way or the other.
Yeah. But is it one of those where you have the music breaks up the storyline?
Yeah.
It's mainly music, is it? Is it all more about the music than the story?
No. I think they're both equally as important in this to tell the life of. And then just the music breaking it up.
Yeah.
They won't be playing White Christmas.
Okay.
That was a thing because it being round about Easter time, we thought, no, not White Christmas. But the other music in it is fantastic. We've got some excellent singers in the ensemble.
So it's
a good evening out. And
lots of nostalgia, I suspect. Some
really
golden oldies being sung out. And
I get to sing Pennies from Heaven.
What, are you doing a solo?
No, this is, as part of a medley.
Okay.
And there are other people doing solos. And then we've got our ensemble pieces, like Pistol Packing Mama. You know, and Don't Fence Me In. So there's a few good old songs in there.
Were some real classics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm amazed by you, though, Cheryl. I'm saying this in public. People are listening to us, aren't they? But you are such a prolific writer. I just can't believe you find the time to do this. Because can you tell us something about, for people who don't know you, something about what you do and the sort of writing you do?
I write scripts, plays, one-act plays, pantomimes and comedy sketches. I've got a few, about 88 published between Lazy Bee Scripts and Spotlight Publications.
Wow.
And a few more that are just waiting. They're in the queue to be published.
Crikey.
One of which is a 10-minute play. It's a drama. And I found that really difficult because it's a serious subject.
Yeah.
And I can write comedy till the cows come home. But for me, a straight drama is quite difficult to write.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's about? I mean, why do you find the comedy so easy? Have you always done it, or has it come from somewhere in the family? Or?
I think because I come from a family of wisecrackers. my dad was always one with a quip, my grandma, and I grew up with the Ealing comedies and all that sort of thing. So I was surrounded by music and comedy and laughter. There's always someone wisecracking in the family, so you grow up with that.
Yeah.
And I can hear when I'm writing something, I'm there. Mm. As I'm in the, if it's a cafe scene, I'm there with them.
Okay.
And I can hear the conversation, and wow. That just flows so easy.
Yeah. But do you actually hear and see something first and then write, or do you just have an idea and then it grows from that? Have you got a little process that you follow, or is it all very random?
It's random.
I thought it might be.
I get an idea and then I just go with it. The trouble is with that, I've got 20-odd unfinished scripts, because then another idea will come up and I'll go along with that, And I'm also writing short story at the moment.
To
go down that road of short story writing.
Yeah. Do you write every day?
I'm always writing something, even if it's a shopping list. But yeah, I write every day, and I prefer to write on paper first.
Yeah.
And then, loads of writing pads, and then transfer it to the computer.
Yeah. And do you do your writing in sort of note form, or are you, when you start writing, are you actually writing what will be published normally?
I'm writing it, and then there's the editing period for me. You write more words than you actually need.
Yeah.
You write a heck of a lot more words than you need. Yeah. And then you sort of, that was the hardest part to begin with, because I thought, oh gosh, no, I'm a waste not want not child.
Yeah.
Grew up in that era.
Yeah.
And you've got to suddenly cut words out.
Yeah.
But it's that process.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm interrupting you, but I've got so many questions. We haven't got all day, have we, unfortunately?
No.
But yeah, have you got, is there a sort of, a comedy formula in your head, and that you've got a way of producing comedy? I'm fascinated by that thing about comedy. It's really difficult to do well, isn't it?
To make
people laugh, but you've got that ability to come up with the words that do that, haven't you?
Characters and situations.
Right.
And a lot of it, if you've got really good characters, you've got your various characters, and the comedy comes from that. At Trinity Theatre last year, one of the one acts I did, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it was, this whole thing with the mother-in-law coming to stay, which Dinah Bowman played the mother-in-law wonderfully, with the urn, with her husband, put it on the thing, and just the comedy from that, with the reaction from the characters and this larger than life character.
Yeah.
And then so it's the interaction, and it's just things that you come up with every day in everyday life, at work, with family.
Are you one of those people that's we see lurking around with your notebook watching us and thinking?
Yes. Have you ever sat on a bus and gone past your bus stop?
Yeah.
Because the people in front have such a conversation and think,
Yeah. And so you now, did you move to the Isle of Wight quite recently?
About five and a half years ago, I think.
And where were you before that?
Hertfordshire, and then Islington in London before that.
Yeah.
So I ran a youth centre for a few years, and that was good grounding for sort of like writing as well, and encouraging the youngsters to write there. So
But now you're really active on the theatre scene on the island, aren't you?
Yes.
You're involved now with this group, Curtain Up, in
West
White, and also very active with Trinity Theatre Cows.
Yes.
Which has a most amazing play on, hasn't it, this
Yes,
week?
It is. I went to see it. My other hat, I write for Sardines magazine for amateur theatre. I do quite a few articles throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I do reviews for them. So there's quite a few on the island theatre groups that I go to, drama groups. And I went to see Bad Blood at Trinity Theatre, starring your good self and others. And I didn't want to know anything about it, and Dinah wouldn't tell me anything about it. She said, you need to just watch it. And that that whole first act went so quickly. I was just totally, totally enthralled. Great characters, great. It's a thriller and the suspense built up. And then in act two, when things sort of start, you think you've got it. And I thought, yeah. Oh, I know what, I know what's going on. Oh, it's, and it isn't. And I think, but then I was never any good at Midsummer Murders, you know, realizing who did it.
Yeah.
But there were a few gasping moments, and I thought, was that me that gasped out loud? So it's a brilliant play, I must admit. Not the sort of thing that I've seen before.
No, it is different, isn't
it? It's very different.
Yeah. I think it's very brave of Trinity to do it, because it's not your usual theatre fare on the Isle of Wight. It's quite gritty and very gripping.
Yeah.
Full of thrills and spills and bits of gunshot, we should warn people. And it's really for, we recommend over 16s, don't we, for that
one? Over 16s, definitely.
Yeah.
It says adult content, so I do think that's, you know, over 16s is a good.
Yeah, and that's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it's on this Thursday, Friday and Saturday again. I had thought about going to see it again, but now I've seen it once and I think,
okay, brilliant. So do you want to just give us a final plug for the one in West Wight? The reason you actually came in, and I've just sidetracked you completely.
No, that's brilliant. I can give another plug for Curtain Up in West Wight next week. Yeah. And also for After September, which is another play at Trinity.
Yes.
What I am in, as well as 10 women and one male. And Lord help him, he's got 10 women in there, and it's called After September, and it's at the end of June, and we have a Sunday matinee, which is brilliant.
Oh, that's good.
Just like we did for Blythe Spirit. It brings people in to the theatre who don't really want to go out of an evening.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. So the Curtain Up play, Bing Crosby, is called... Going My Way, and it's the 11th, 12th, 13th of April at Totland Village Hall.
Totland
Church Hall, get that right. Okay. Thanks very much, Cheryl. It's
lovely
to talk to you. I'm sorry I've got to cut you off. We
could
talk forever,
that's fine.
We?
I could go and see if I've got a ticket on my car.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.